When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
The Duchess of Sussex, I believe. Sussex. If I'm remembering correctly, the former Duchess of Sussex.
Sussex sounds like the name of a Caribbean dude. It's like Sussex Manchester. He's from St. Thomas.
He got one of them tank tops that's mesh, but not gay.
Yeah, but it looks
but
cool.
Not gay.
Yeah. Like, how'd you get away with wearing a lime green mesh shirt, but the rest of us look like fools?
Yeah, I can't. If I say something, I'm in trouble, big dog.
Yeah. Like everything Taye Diggs wore and how Stella got her groove back. That's how Sussex dresses. Yeah.
Bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. Yup, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that the B in Michael B. Jordan stands for Boy BL. That man has turned himself into the male equivalent of Saweetie's body, and the women are treating him equally poorly. They have turned on that thick man, on that gorgeous thick boy BL.
Man, do you think that is... Wait a second. Are you saying he's juicing?
Oh, I don't know if he's juicing, but he's doing something that
you think
that
he went to the DR?
I think regular guy don't make that. You know what I mean?
I think
he got snatched in a way that I'm willing to spread rumors about, you know? He got that boy BL.
I don't think it's natural. He was really skinny in The Wire.
Yeah. And sure, he was 16 and
yeah,
bodies change over time. Fuck that noise. That motherfucker's getting a boy BL.
he's thick. Hey, good for him, man. I'm all for it.
Them titties fat. I'm Langston Kerman.
I'm David Bory.
And boy, oh boy, it's our first, at least if I'm remembering correctly, our first full episode that we're recording for the new year.
Yes.
This is it. This is very exciting. And what a What an excellent way to start off this new year. I can't think of a finer way for us to jump into this motherfucker. Our guest today, she's hilarious, so talented. I first learned of her from The Opposition with Jordan Klepper on Comedy Central, which was, I personally loved the show. I thought it was fantastic, so funny, such a great, ironic take on conservatism. How do you say that word?
Conservatism?
Yeah, there you go. The one that
it's
we all
constituents.
Constituents.
You know, the one, that word we all just read and never actually say out loud. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah, like
that's
that
the
guy
one
in
I
the
tried.
Mafia, the Casimli lasagna.
Well, she also now appears on Jellystone on HBO Max and also tuning out the news on Comedy Central. She's so funny. We're so happy to have her. Please give it up for our guest, Miss Nicole Thurman.
Hi, guys.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck who say what, blood.
Okay.
On Crip. Wow. Hey.
I warned you about the drops ahead of time.
I love it. I love it. I was wondering what my drop would be, and that was not what I would expect, but I love it.
No, I like to come from a place that others don't expect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like never let them know your next move type of thing.
Exactly. Okay. But also make sure your next move is your best move.
Oh, ooh, I like that.
Learned it from a guy outside.
I'm going to remember that.
And I hope you remember that drop. I hope it's one you carry through your life and maybe add to your resume. They're like, Nicole, tell us about yourself. And you're like, I have a little something to play for you.
Through the blessings of God.
I think Orlando Brown should say exactly what is the key about me.
He says what we're all thinking.
I think so.
He tells it like it is. That's why we like him.
All right. Enough shenanigans about drops and Orlando Brown. Bless his heart. We don't have time because you came to us with a conspiracy theory that I would say, and Olivia might be able to confirm this, was maybe on the original list of options that we sent out to like everybody when we were first recording this podcast. Like it was like part of my original passion projects to take on when this show was conceived, and since it has changed a lot. Boris, come on, it's become a completely different thing, but I'm so happy that you were brave enough to finally take down this challenge. You said, my mama told me
Meghan Markle is a robot.
That's right. My mama told me.
Well, that's how they get you.
I mostly just saw it on the internet. I saw it on your list. And I was like, I have never heard this theory. I need to see what the hell this is. Because there is something so fascinating about Meghan Markle and the ways and lengths people will go to hate her. let's be a little real here. All you got to do is just like watch like four interviews and you're like, okay, like she's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
like you don't have to really like make up a theory. You could be like, ah, she's just like a little annoying.
Yeah, no. You mean that lady who pretended not to know what the monarchy was? Yeah, right. I can find a way to hate her pretty quickly. Give I don't need her to be a robot to pull it off.
Exactly.
I will say that as someone who has a great respect for both the power of robots and commoners who can marry into money, this merges both of my interests.
I love this. It's sci-fi meets like, you know, Uptown Girl or like.
Yeah. Pretty Robot.
Yeah. Pretty Robot. There you go. See, now you got to have the like sound of the box closed.
Yeah. But he's just closing on a lug nugget. You know what I mean? He's just, it's not a ring. It's just.
It's just a lug nugget.
It just has to be round, man.
Right, that's all it has to be. No one said it had to be expensive and nice. Like, who said that?
Yeah.
And that's where my first wife made a mistake, you know, is she didn't understand that. And now we're at our set. No, I'm joking. I'm only been married once. But wouldn't that be great if I had a first wife?
I thought that was crazy. I was like, whoa. This was from his poetry days.
Yeah. I like people in their mid-30s that are divorced. They seem like way older and way more haggard. Just like in general.
Yeah.
Because they've been through it. They know. Like we've all been through breakups, but a divorce is next level. So, yeah. It can be heavy.
Yeah, I have a few friends now who have ventured into divorce, and then there are a few who had kids and then found themselves divorced, and it's like, oh, you're a person now. You're really feeling human in a way that I may never know human, you know?
Do you not feel human?
Oh, I feel human, but that one feels like it's like you're biting fresh meat human, if that makes sense.
It feels
very raw and sort of earned in a way that the cavemen had to do it. Whereas like I'm following a system and a rule that keeps me in line.
You're entrenched with it. You're in the flow of it. You're doing what you're supposed to.
Yeah. Whereas they're like, I'm off the grid, baby.
Yeah. I'm outside of the rules.
Yeah. I made a cell phone out of like a tin can and a thick wire. It's like, I'm a fucking man.
I'm in my 30s with roommates. I'm doing.
Yeah. I'm fucking feeling all of it.
I think that's like how when like you have a friend that has a washer and dryer, you're like, oh my God, in unit? Do you guys have that? Are you guys fancy?
Oh yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Someday I am fully grown, and someday I'm still looking forward to that moment. I have a dishwasher, so that makes me feel good.
Oh, it's huge. You got it.
I never stopped doing laundry. I'm doing laundry right now.
I'd be doing it all day, every day. I would be always doing laundry.
It really, you start to live underneath it, but it's okay because it's better than going to the laundromat.
Definitely. Yeah,
no, there's the exchange is well worth it. Whatever I have to pay, I'm never going back. No. Yeah, if that's the end of times for me, that'll just be how I end. Because
I wouldn't.
I can't go back.
I can't go back to not having a dishwasher. Like that's never going to happen for me. I'm too lazy when it comes to doing dishes, and I'll fully admit that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've never not had a dishwasher.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, one apartment in San Francisco.
Oh.
One apartment in San Francisco didn't have a dish. But that was when I was like 22. Like, I can't wash my one dish?
I didn't even learn to use a dishwasher until like 4 or 5 years ago.
What?
I truly had never had one in any of my places. Didn't know how to use the motherfuckers. So,
even in your childhood home? Or
what?
My dad's house had a dishwasher, but I didn't do no chores over there.
Ooh, lucky so, you. Like,
I cleaned my room. That was my responsibility, but there was enough infighting inside of the house that like I had sort of exempted myself from those kinds of chores. And then my mom never had dishwashers. So I was just raw dogging it, baby. I just.
So curious. That was quite the opposite. We always had.
You just kept the dishwasher.
And we lived in bad apartments.
Yeah.
Sometimes sharing rooms, always had dishwasher.
Whoa. I mean, my mom did too, but never a dishwasher in any of those bad ones.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
You're cool now. Chill. You're strong. You know what? You grew up.
It's cool. It's just that childhood trauma. You move past it. It's okay.
That's how you build up your triceps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're doing great. You've been on TV. You're fine.
So Nicole, the first you hear of it is from this list.
You're
bought in, or at least bought into exploring it. Where did you fall on the sort of like conversation? Was there ever a point where you considered, hell yeah, she might be? Or did it just feel like absurd vitriol about sweet Meghan Markle?
Well, it sounds like absurd vitriol, of course. I mean, to me anyway. And so I felt connected to it because I am also a biracial woman. And I was in London like right after the royal wedding. And so I feel a connection. I like to call her my fake cousin, even though she's definitely not my cousin.
Whoa.
So I was like, what is this? Like, why do people come up with so many theories for her? Because there's been a lot of conspiracy theories, but the robot one is just one of the bigger, weirder ones for sure.
Right.
So I was just like, I have to see what this is even talking about. And it seems like it came like a while ago. It happened like, what, 4 years ago or something? It's been like a minute.
Yeah, so I think if we're referring to the same thing, the original conversation about her being a robot, and we'll get further into this in the research section, but the original conversation about her being a robot comes from that 2018 clip from Britain's Got Talent, where the host said basically cuts to Harry and Meghan in the audience, and everybody reacts because their faces aren't moving. Like specifically, Megan's face does not move an inch. Her eyes do not blink. Eyebrows don't shift, nothing. And they're holding on them for like 35 seconds or some shit. And so everybody's freaking the fuck out because like their faces don't move. And that sort of was the birthing of everybody being like, hey, there's something wrong with them. And you're specifically right. Her.
Yeah. And they said they thought she was a robot more than him because his face was smiling and hers wasn't. And like, of course.
Yeah. He had a very big, happy smile. And hers was like very smug and sort of like flat.
Right. And of course, you see a woman not smiling. You got to question it. You got to call it out.
And they were like, why ain't this bitch happy? It's the finale, goddammit.
I'm fascinated by the amount of conspiracy theories that they've come up with to make Meghan Markle evil, but not just that, but like make her like a tool of the American government to destroy, you know, London or, you know, Britain. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
I watched The Crown, but I don't remember if Princess Diana, of course, was like an outsider as well. But I'm like, did she get like even a quarter of the shit that Meghan Markle's getting? I don't think. I mean, obviously it's racism, but also what else is going on?
Yeah.
Like people just have too much time on their hands, the internet, what's going on, you know?
I think that that Princess Diana existed besides the racism, and we should acknowledge that the racism plays a major part of it. But I do think that Princess Diana existed in a time where, like, you could do a pretty basic thing and be pretty widely celebrated for it. Like,
I mean, she was beloved. She was cool. Everybody liked her. You know, she'd running races at the school. She has a good time. She's going to Africa all the time.
Yeah, but like now if you high five a person with AIDS, it's not like you're a hero. It's just like, I don't know, that's this motherfucker just be high fiving people. But
we can all agree that Princess Lady Di seemed cooler than Meghan Markle, right?
Like, yes. I'll say that.
Lady Di was cool.
It's not that I don't. Cool. And also, I don't not like Meghan Markle. I just was watching the documentary and I was like, oh, brother, like, give me a break.
She is boring as hell.
They're just both like, it's just like, when are you guys going to stop talking about how the press hates you? That's my thing. I'm like, we get it. You don't have to keep talking about it. You know, like, we're good. We get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that they're equally cool by any means, but I will say that, like, it was easier to be cool back then. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't find out that Will Smith was a dork until like 6 years ago. Because that motherfucker was just riding off of a sweet period in life where you could just do basic shit and be a goddamn hero.
Well, that's like when it was like the 70s, 80s. It's like music industry. You could just like walk down the street and get a record deal or like walk into a casting director's office and be a movie star. Everything's changed and everything's way more scrutinized now because the internet is so accessible and because so many people are watching all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's still people we like more than we than others we don't.
I know there is something
it's
about
okay
like,
if she's a nerd, y'all. I think that's like being progressive is being willing to be like, maybe this light-skinned black lady is just kind of boring and Diana was kind of cool.
Yeah, and also like...
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's actually... This is going to sound crazy. Maybe it's actually less racist to say a black woman is annoying as shit. You know
what
I mean?
I'm
like,
saying.
Oh, if we're hating black women, but like maybe we're not being racist.
I don't hate black women. I just don't think Meghan Markle seems cool.
So David hates black women, everybody.
This is not the podcast today.
I'm just joking. And I don't hate black women either. I'm just like, maybe it's past racism to hate. Just joking.
Yeah, I don't see color.
I think there's a very real possibility. In fact, it almost feels objective that this is a boring person.
Oh, yeah.
The question of them becoming a celebrity and all the other things are obviously it's all played in this weird sort of game of the monarchy. But I would argue, and we were sort of talking about this earlier, I would argue all these motherfuckers are boring. She's just a weirdo for being monarchy level boring before she even became a part of the monarchy. That's what makes it fucking nuts. But I do think at its core is like, how the fuck did you learn to be like princess level dull before you entered into this already like dull ass space?
It is truly wild. And there's, I remember, I don't know who said it or where I read it or what it was, but there was something along the lines of like, if you want to be a politician or like in this case, a monarch or whatever the hell, you you have to have some level of, like, how do you say it? Psychopathy? Psychopathy? Be a psycho? Like, there's something a little bit wrong with you because yeah. you're knowing what a crazy world you would go into and you're actively wanting that. But not in a way that's, like, naive. Like, you see how insane politicians' lives are and you're like, yeah, I think I want to run the country. Like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, I met someone who knew her and they said she was really nice, but she was always like super put together. So it's just like maybe she was just born to be in that world. And like that is a certain type of personality that we cannot relate to because I would not.
Yeah. I mean, some people got it like that, man.
Mm-hmm, they
some
do.
Some people just are like, it's like you ever know people who are just like, they understand the mechanics of being fresh in a way that you'll never understand.
Yeah. Do you know what I always think of too is like when I work on shows or something and there's like, I'm like, this is some bullshit. Look at these motherfuckers being all stupid and shit. And then the person next to me is like being all nice and patient. And I'm like, oh, that's a good, see, they're good at their job. Cause I could not do that.
I'm not feeling
you know
like
what I mean?
That.
Yeah. Like that's the type of person that I imagine too of like, where it's just like, they are made, they have it. Like it's in them to just
right.
be like, it's fine. It's all good.
Let's face it. Some people are just better than us.
Yeah.
There really is a world filled with talentless Beyoncés. You know what I mean? Where it's like Beyoncé is that, but she's exceptionally talented. And so you ignore the fact that like, hey, why that lady don't blink as much as me?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've met a lot of hot people who don't blink.
Right.
Both sexes. It's like, all races.
Why she ain't the same as me? But then it's truly on the flip side. There's a bunch of people that are like that, but also don't, you know, they're not fucking doing the single ladies dance. They just are like doing corporate retreats.
Corporate gigs.
And shit. Yeah.
They're just like on a real small level with one PA system being like, ah. But it's like not even single ladies because they can't afford the rights to it.
All right, we need to take a break. We're going to come back with more Nicole Thurman and more My Mama Told Me.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When it reverts, Tim.
Yeah, we're back here with more. I wasn't sure if you were going to say it
no,
or if it was
I,
me.
I was confused that you were dancing. I'm sorry.
All right. I don't know. I was expecting more of a oomph than we got.
I needed a longer one. I panicked. I
think you hit truly your shortest drop available. And
yeah, that's...
I thought maybe you would hit a second one to add a little... You know what I mean? It's like, all right, I came fast, but I'll round two that bad boy and
I
let's
start
figure
slow
it out.
In the beginning of the new year, man. I kick late. I'm like a racehorse.
All right. Well, we're back. We're back here with more of those sweet drops, more Nicole Thurman. We're still talking.
How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America.
We're still talking about the possibility that Meghan Markle is, in fact, a robot. Mm-hmm. Did, upon hearing this and considering this possibility, you said you started to look at some other conspiracy theories about her. Did any of those stand out where you were like, I don't believe the robot shit, but I am bought in on this other one about this thing?
Let me look. I'm looking at the different ones. The royal family shut down and broke. I just think, so there's one of the theories is that their relationship is a plan to take over America.
Mm. And that doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, like how are they going to do that? That would be a lot of work. And
Americans don't give a shit about that. Like more than you think, I've found whenever the royal family comes up, it's more than you think, but I don't think it's enough for us to like.
Yeah. They like the gossip and the like sexiness of it all and the quote unquote style. They don't, you know, they don't care about, they don't want you to run the country. Like we just want them to look pretty and wave in cars, you know? But yeah, but also now that we're talking about it, how we were talking about Meghan Markle's personality, I'm like, you know what? She could be a robot because would a regular person, you know, be that good at being a princess?
In whose employ? Listen, man, if I'm gonna make a whole ass robot, it's not gonna be boring. A robot's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, but okay.
We're using technology to make boring robots.
They start off slow, okay? You gotta build in more technology and update them as you go.
Oh, the more it learns about humanity, the more it
reflects back on us. What's that real famous AI that they made? Sophia. Sophia. That motherfucker's boring right now.
Vigara? No, she's...
Yeah. All she does is like raises her eyebrows and looks around. Does she talk?
Yeah.
She talks?
She talks, she'll be like, kill me now every once in a while. And they'll be like, not yet, Sophia. And she goes, okay.
Oh,
it's
God.
Very, it's kind of a sad thing. But Sophia, she's boring. But I imagine in like 6 years, that bitch is going to be the life of the party.
Yeah. What is it? Sophia 14 Pro Max? Like she's going to be looking, you know what I mean? Like she'll be good. Once you get those updates, you just got to start.
Yeah, her head's going to be a little bigger.
Yeah. Put her underwater just for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't swim in there. But
they said she's an agent for the U.S. government. Also, Meghan Markle. I could see that. An agent for the U.S. Why not? Just infiltrate the system. But
what system?
I mean, so what? They don't even do anything, the monarch.
That's what
do they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's the most, it's like a bunk system.
Right. So, Bori, if I'm understanding your reactions correctly, you are in no way bought into this conspiracy theory. This is...
I think she's just a boring girl from L.A.
Damn.
She's
you
just
know
a
what?
Boring lady from L.A.
You ain't wrong.
And that's okay. They've gone on to do great things in the world, boring ladies from L.A. Like, it makes sense. It all makes sense to me.
Oh, I think it's just funny to think about how boring we think she is and then how, like, she'll wear the wrong shoes and the British press is like, oh, scandal. And it's like, it's just so funny because it's like she is not doing anything. And like the scandals they come up with are so ridiculous. And the conspiracy theories are ridiculous because we're like, we got to find something on her, right? To be interesting.
I realized that she's boring because I watched the first episode, I was telling Langston, and she does all this interesting shit, and it's still boring.
Yeah.
She goes to all these amazing countries, and she's just like, we're in a tent. Meanwhile, my friend Rick went to Cleveland last summer, and it was the most exciting story I heard all year. You understand what I'm saying?
They were sleeping outside in Botswana.
In Botswana.
Like, truly, like, in the bush, which I've always had a little bit of trouble with that word. I don't know why.
They hit
so
it real
racist.
Hard, too, in that episode. I was like, you guys keep saying bush. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop. I don't know why I don't like it, but I don't like when y'all say the bush. That feels...
you don't like the bush.
Nah, that feels
all
icky
up in the bush,
me.
I don't like it, yeah.
Do you like jungle better?
Yes, and I don't know that it's a better word.
It doesn't
certainly
feel better to me. Jungle is the one where I'm like, hey.
I also know that technically what they're describing is not a jungle and is in fact technically a bush, but I don't like when they say it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think what you don't like is bush man. You don't want to be. You don't want it to be a bush, like bush or bush people. Sounds bad.
Sure,
bush people.
But I think it's because of the broad sweeping nature of bushman and bush people that right. that I presume when you say the bush, you're picturing a little black motherfucker behind a tree. You know what I mean? Smiling.
What
or
are you
dancing or some?
Is
shit.
That what you're picturing?
Yeah, but I'm high. Why are they doing it? I'm on drugs. What is their problem?
See, when I think of the bush, when I think of jungle, I think of like Apocalypto.
Was that Mel Gibson movie? Why did I?
That's not the most. That's not the biggest describing factor of that film.
I think it would be now.
I mean, now after his political rants, but I'm saying if you watch it,
what do you think? Them running from a leopard was enough? No, it's a god. It's
when you watch that movie, the first thing that comes to mind is not Mel Gibson.
It is for me.
It was for me too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he the star of it, or did he direct it?
No, he's not even in it.
No, this is when he grew a beard and was like being real, real like serious about his work.
Like,
but right before he called, he said he hoped his girl got raped by a pack of niggers. So he was sort of in that sweet spot of like, oh, we know you're the best actor and you can direct. So Mel was cruising, dog.
Yeah. It had to crack, though. He had to fall off at some point. It is the 2000s. People got to fall at some point.
It's fucked up, though, because, like, I still watch Lethal Weapon sometimes.
Listen, there are some things that we just got. You just do it in secret. You don't tell nobody. You don't tell a podcast. No. I mean.
Oh, man. If you could see my YouTube playlist when I'm all drunk alone at the house. A lot of people who are releasing albums from jail. That's what I'm saying.
I love it. Man. And he's Mel Gibson's making movies and stuff still, right? So, like, technically, we're allowed to still. They're making us watch him so we can, right?
That's the crazy part is like my man fully made his way back, which means Kanye can too. And all of that feels strange and toxic. But here we are. And what are you going to do?
Yeah. Maybe Meghan Markle can come back from all of this. I think actually she probably has. I don't think she's really dealing with all that much. Well, maybe, I don't know, in California, but mostly just because their podcast sucks, right? Have you guys heard is the podcast good or bad? I'm being such a hater today.
I've never brought myself to listen to her podcast. I'm not.
No, I know. I had a podcast. I didn't listen to that shit ever. I was like, whatever.
And sometimes we be killing, and I don't even go back for those jokes. You know what I mean?
People will DM me about it. I don't remember.
You're like, okay, whatever. Yeah.
You get a lot of messages where somebody without context is like, hey, belly buttons inside out. And you're like, I was just talking. I don't know.
Remember when you said Albanians don't wear shoes? And I was like, I don't know, man. I was riffing. I don't.
Yeah. I was riffing, bro.
I was in the zone. Okay. I wasn't thinking about what I was saying. That's so funny.
We should unpack some of this research. Because so far you both seem to fall far closer to she's not a robot, she's just a boring lady than on the other side. And so I'd love to see if any of this changes your mind. Mm. All right. So the original thing that we talked about the conversation being started by their appearance on Britain's Got Talent 2018, their faces aren't moving. What ends up being proven pretty quickly is that it is not, in fact, Harry and Meghan there at the event. It is instead two people wearing a lifelike mask that they purchased from Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London.
I've been on those.
Okay, hell yeah. So this one in London then goes on to say that those people wearing the masks are premiering their new line of sort of like lifelike figurines, their lifelike sort of like wax figures. And these masks is sort of their promotion inside of the Britain's Got Talent finale.
I don't love being this guy, but that sounds like some shit the government would make up.
I'm going to tell you, I never thought that's what you were going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I want to know.
He's been very anti for this conspiracy theory, but he fucks around. He gets a little...
I like conspiracies still. It's in my heart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He gets dirty. He's just being a little clean boy about old Meggie Marks.
You know what I mean?
Take me off of 4chan, but you can't take the... Just kidding. I don't know how the internet works that well to have been on 4chan. I got some weird YouTubes, though.
But I personally like where your head is going. So you're suggesting at least
that doesn't sound. Oh no, guys! It was just they were wearing these crazy masks.
Yeah. And what makes that even weirder is that the host does throw to them. Like, the host is like, Prince and whatever, Duchess, thank you so much for being here. Hope y'all, like, he's fully, like, gives an intro to them.
Also, the cameraman went to them. The cameraman, right. They don't seat in normal seats. It's not like me, like, oh, he's could be by, he could have got good seats on StubHub, or he could be up by the nacho sign. Like, yeah. They're in the famous people's box. Like, they went, you know what I'm saying? Why yeah. would you go to the people with the mat? It doesn't make any sense to me.
And given their smiles, because the documentary talks a little bit about this, of like when Harry and William had to basically like walk their mother's like various funeral processions and weird sort of like meet and greets after the funerals and shit, where like they do have to smile very intensely, despite the fact that they are literally being reminded person by person that their mother just got killed in a car crash. So yeah. Like them holding weird fucking smiles is proven fact. We've seen it since they were kids. So them holding these weird smiles while they're in the middle of this doesn't feel as insane.
It feels like one of those weird, oh, you've been in the public your whole life. Like you just know how to like,
yeah,
because exactly. It's better to be caught with a fake smile than to get caught like eating candy yeah. or something.
I was gonna say any kind of crazy face. Yeah.
Yeah, right. To that point, though, why the fuck does Meghan know how to do that? If she is not a robot, then how the fuck did this person who did not experience that level of trauma combined with that level of professionalism learn to just maintain that kind of professionalism at all times?
I mean, maybe one night they were talking, you know, and she was like, tell me about yourself. What's the hardest thing about being a prince? And he's like, I hate having to prolong my smiles. And she's like, really? You have to do that? And he's like, ever since my mom died, it's really great. And she's like, I'm so glad that, you know, we stayed in tonight instead of going out. And he's like, pass me the Bushmills. And then she always remembers that.
And then she talks about Bushes again. And then they keep talking about Bushes. Yeah. We love Bushes, well, yeah. don't we? We love them, baby. We're like, we love Bushes, don't we, baby?
Yeah,
I
like the people in the Bush.
Well, I'm the prince, right? Give me some crisps.
Look at your hair, little bushy, bushy, bushy.
Let me see your little bushy. Come on, bring it to me.
Bust a bushy
don't
ass.
Be shy, Meghan.
Oh, I use petrol in me boot.
Well, first of all, also bringing it back to that point, maybe she got some media training from Suits, right? Maybe she got a little media training.
Sure.
Because you know
sure.
how that press tour is for Suits. It's got to be popping off.
Ooh, listen, press tour.
We've all been a part of unsuccessful shows. We know that there is very little training that comes with something that that no one gives a fuck about.
Everybody know you ain't gonna be on the air for long. There, yeah, exactly.
And even if you are, who's watching,
who
sister?
You say whatever have you want. On. Ain't nobody know you. Yeah.
The right. USA Network in 2008. You're fine. You'll make it.
I never even thought about that. Like 2008.
That said, I think there's something a little, it does feel a little odd that this person is so prepared at all times. I'll continue a little bit in this research. The theory sort of evolves, right? That even though it's proven fake, people still buy into it. And basically what the argument starts to become on the internet is that Queen Elizabeth II, actually Lilibet, if you watch The Crown, you know, Queen Elizabeth II actually had Meghan murdered and replaced her with a robot. That's where the
See, that's
theory
also strange to me
go.
Too, because why wouldn't you murder her and then just be like, oh, she died in a car accident?
Why yeah. don't you just be like,
I didn't mean to say car accident. That was oh, I yeah. wasn't trying to
too soon.
No,
too soon.
And first of all, you know Harry is a regular listener to the podcast, and you know how sensitive
I'm sorry,
he is about...
Harry. My bad. I'm not being very fair to your wife, am I?
As soon as I learn a British accent, I'm going to join in on this roof.
You should try. It'll free you.
Hello, governor.
Good day.
I got a wobbly bunch of coconuts.
Diddly dee.
This might be the most racist thing I've been a part of all day.
Oh, great.
But Megan, in the documentary, Megan said they went out to lunch and had a nice time, that they laughed and had little jokes. So Elizabeth liked her, she said. Lily Beth.
Yes. Yeah.
Said, Lily... The robot said that she liked her.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is that like if I'm Lilibet, I'm going to
Stop
replace
calling
her.
Her that. You call
well,
her
that's
Queen.
What that's you what call, you call her your Philip highness. Called her.
You think that you're Philip? You think you're think, Philip?
You're pretty alive right now.
I want to go on record and say I think I'm better than Philip. I don't want anybody out there to think for a second that I doubt myself more than fucking Philip. I'm way better than Philip. Hands down, everybody would pick me over Philip if they got to know me.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That was perfect drop. Perfect drop. Fuck a Philip.
All right, I like that. I like that. I got nothing against it.
The royals also lived for a very long time. Maybe Elizabeth was a robot. Maybe Philip was a robot because they lived till they were like 96.
I think that's a possibility.
How long have we had this technology, though? This is new technology.
You're right.
This maybe. Robot technology?
Yeah.
Do you think they got frozen in like the 90s when everybody was like cryo freezing themselves or whatever? Do you guys remember that? That was like a thing for a hot second. People didn't really do it, but like in movies, they always did it.
No, it's actually.
Oh,
doing
Demolition
it now.
Man was a huge part of my upbringing.
Yeah.
They're legit doing it now. Cryogenics is very much a real thing now that like people spend, I think we did an episode about it or at least talked about it in an episode. People are spending upwards of like, I think it's like $200,000 to freeze and store your body, wow. Presuming that it can be brought back.
Would you freeze your body? Both of you guys, would you guys freeze it?
No, I want to give back to whatever this planet is with whatever like you know bits of me and figure out a way to just bury me raw, baby. You know what I mean? Like whatever's just gonna make this planet keep existing. I'd happily accept
like
that
burial?
Version of it.
A sky burial.
Yeah, or just fun. You know toss me in the ocean, burn me. I don't care. Just something that's I don't know what helps, but whatever helps.
Yeah, and I'm the type of person where I think it's because I don't want to die that I have like the idea of reincarnation. Like I'm like I'm gonna come back as something else, but I don't want to come back as me again. I want to come back as like a tree or a bird or like another person that has more money or something. I don't know, you know, like, something cool. So I would never do. I wouldn't want to freeze myself. Just like you said, burn me, throw me in the ocean, do something cool, put me in the earth, let me become fertilizer.
Yeah. Like you know, to your point, I don't want to be a tree, but I'll take Lakeith Stanfield. That seems pretty cool.
Why not?
You know what I mean, like, give me whatever
new girl.
Lakeith is.
He living
you
on
can't
a ranch.
Die and then double back on somebody's already lived life, right? That's not how reincarnation works.
I'm just saying, okay, Lakeith Stanfield of 2200, you know what I mean? Like,
okay,
whatever,
yeah.
Whatever,
day.
Yeah, their version of it is just a silly nigga who moans on the internet. That's what I like.
Oh, yeah, is that what he did on Clubhouse? He went into the moan room. Is that the thing?
Yeah,
I never listened to the moan room. Was it hot? Was it sexy or was it weird?
I come on, don't put me on the spot.
You know,
yeah. Wait,
yeah,
how was it?
I don't know why, but you would know.
Yeah,
I was like, Langston's gonna
feel
know.
It. I can feel it.
Don't be like that. No, there ain't nobody business but me and the Lord.
I look good. That is. You
I
look
smell
good.
Good. I yes. feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh.
Okay.
So the argument at least would be that Elizabeth replaced her very quickly for the sake of maintaining the status quo of the crown. Now, where I start to have issue with it, and I imagine you all might feel the same, is that if she's a robot and you replaced her, the fact that it then becomes like difficult to keep control of her feels a little too Skynet-y for my taste, because she wouldn't just go be boring in Tyler Perry's house. She would like help to start an actual like robot revolution if she were that.
Yeah, she doesn't feel active enough to have someone else pulling the strings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess that's true. And also the robot had to have malfunctioned at some point if she is one, because they moved to California. Like, if Elizabeth had made this robot, she would just be quiet and be sitting in Kensington Palace right now. But they're in California making bad podcasts and Netflix shows. Why am I such a hater today? I don't know why I'm a hater.
I love it. I love that you came in hating. Good for you.
It's because I watched 3 episodes of the documentary and I was like, y'all, we get it. The press was racist. Calm down. Yeah. Like, just start, live your lives now.
I got in a, not a big argument, but I got in a debate with my wife because of that reason, where it was, she was like, man, you know, she was saying this and it really, like, I connected with it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, or this was interesting. She wasn't really connecting, but this was interesting. And I was like, bro, this don't feel silly to you.
This don't feel silly.
For real crazy that a lady is spending this amount of time being like, I can't believe that the greatest racists in history are racist. Like, that's,
yeah,
that don't feel dumb.
I mean, and I understand that, like, she was actively pursued constantly, but also it's kind of like, don't read the comments. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why are you seeing too much of it? But maybe that's because that's kind of how the royal family operates, is like, they don't want to be seen negatively. So they're always paying attention to what people are saying about them.
Well, listen, I'll tell you how the royal family operates. Someone get this jigaboo away from me. And she should have seen it coming.
Okay, you're getting better at these drops.
I do my best.
That literally feels like that's like stitched on some very important like fucking quilt they have in their house. Is someone get this jigaboo off of me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that you didn't know that these people are that wild.
If you're the first black anything, you have to be willing, or you have to understand that that level of scrutiny is going to come. The first black anything, let alone the first black person to marry into the royal family. What could you possibly have thought was going to happen?
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, it was going to be bad no matter what. But you know what I also think, but this is, I don't know, maybe I'm being ignorant, but like, she totally passes for white and she's getting that much hate. I cannot even imagine like what they would have done if it would have been a person that presented as black. To me, it's just like,
let's be honest, there's never been a dark skinned robot.
That's the 15 Max Pro. Okay, they don't come out with that yet. They don't have it yet.
It's like emojis. They don't start with y'all. They got a standard color and they'll work their way in.
I had to give a white thumbs up for like 8 years before they thought about me.
Yeah.
That's wild. It's just crazy. Did you see that thing on it was on the documentary, I think, too, of the lady wearing the brooch, the Blackamoor brooch, I think is what it was called. I don't know if you got that far.
No, I didn't get that far.
I can't remember who it was. Some woman who was going to meet Meghan at like her coming out party, like, hey, I'm fucking the prince, let's have a party. but a woman that came to the party who's like in the royal family wore a brooch of like, you know how it's like pretty much just like a black face, like slave looking doll. Like, that's what the brooch was, more or less, except for it was like diamond encrusted. And it was like, why are you wearing that to go meet, you know, Harry's black girlfriend? Come on.
But this is like a British lady that's doing it?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up who it was.
Oh, shit. God damn. But that's what I'm saying. They hate black people so much that they're yelling at this white woman for being black. That's a white lady.
That's it.
And they're furious at her for being black.
Listen.
And that's crazy.
Listen, that's the point right there. That's
I'm
it.
I'm not going to let you sit here and play out your biracial sister
do it.
For the purpose of a joke.
Come on, big dog.
I'm not going to let you do that. You don't want to be like that.
Let me
you
be this way.
You think about yourself. You grab the nunchucks if you need to and you get back to basics.
No,
that is not right.
That's crazy. That is a white lady. Don't look. I get it. I know technically we got the same chemistry, but nah, bro. Something wouldn't cook the same because that is a white woman and that's okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Maggie Pooh, but you got to be a fool. The grander point is that, like, yo, they hated her that much. She went out of her way to be the whitest woman possible.
Right.
Literally possible.
I don't know if she went out of her way.
You don't think so? You don't think she spent a life curating white
women? I don't know anything about her. Like, it's my problem with all of it. I know she's from, I don't know much about Meghan Markle. Like, where's she from? She's from LA.
She's from LA. Mm-hmm. Her mom is black, her dad's white. Her dad turned into a real jerk, but he wasn't always a jerk. They were close when they were younger, right?
Yeah, it sounds like sort of once she started getting money, things got complicated for them.
Yeah.
And never made its way back, that he got real funny about the money and shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, her white dad. Her white dad. I don't even know what side I'm on anymore.
I don't either, but I'm excited to keep exploring. We're going to take one more break. We're going to come back with more Nicole Thurman and more My Mama Told Me.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Is nothing yes. that Meghan Markle would ever say. She wouldn't say that.
Oh my God. I was thinking about that in the documentary. They show her like dancing and she's getting kind of loose. And I was like, oh my God, like, I wonder what their sex is like. Do you ever think about that with boring people? You're like, do you think they get crazy? Or do you think it's like quiet and you can hear the springs in the bed? Like,
I think it's got to be like that because they're coming from a place where they've already received enough love. Having sex where you're not trying to bridge some sort of a terrible gap seems like it could be maybe restful.
I think Harry at one point probably was having some weird sex, but I think that was him in that weird, like, oh, I smoke cigarettes and shave my head phase. But now it's just, he just goes, oomph, and then like rolls over.
You know? Yeah. He's just trying to produce heirs to the throne, even though they're not going to do it.
Harumph.
Yeah, he was wild for a second. He was wearing Nazi uniforms, having weird sex, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. He was a real bad boy for a second. And then he still does
all that stuff, just not with his wife.
Also, not to mention, you date enough white guys, I swear to God, they all are like, yo, when I was in high school, I dressed in a Nazi uniform. Or like they say some fucked up thing they did, and you're like, why are we dating? Like, why would I date this guy? What's wrong with me? It's just being strange.
Don't do that.
So she's dating a guy that wore a Nazi uniform at one point, too. So, I mean, I guess that's just how it goes. Is that just like a white rite of passage?
Yeah, you just gotta, some of this has to have some level of checkpoint where you go, I knew they were racist. It's not a secret.
It's really interesting to me because I always think that the, like, British people, to me, like, their TV always seems so diverse and they have, like, a lot of interracial couples or, like, you know, they even have, like, I've seen, like, interracial brother and sister pairs on TV. And, but then I wouldn't think they were that racist, to be honest.
They were ahead of us in all that mixed people in the media. Because I always used to think that as a kid, like we'd watch, like, Red Dwarf and you'd be like, huh, this black guy's best friends with this white guy.
Yeah.
And this robot or whatever. But I think that maybe that just speaks to how racist we are.
Say, explain that. I'm interested in that.
Like, maybe they're not, maybe it's not that progressive that there's just black and white people who are friends. I think it's crazy that we didn't reflect that in any of our media until like 10 years. That's what's crazy. That's insane.
Right. No, you're totally right. That's and the fact that we notice it because we still don't see it that often. I mean, I notice it because I feel like we don't see it here. And so, yeah, it's like, it is kind of racist. Like, whoa, that's weird. Look at that black guy and white guy talking.
But it crazy. Is. Yeah. They just date on TV. That's nuts.
Yeah, we were real. We had Jim Crow on television for a lot longer than we had it in our systems and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fucking weird.
I thought you were going to say that we were racist. Oh, wait, I'm just losing my train of thought. But I thought you were going to say we were racist because I sometimes think also, this is not true with Meghan Markle, really, because it was pretty obviously racist. But like, I sometimes think like when, okay, I'm going to, I don't know, am I going to get in trouble for this? You know, when they had that, like, the H&M, like the kid modeling for H&M and he wore his shirt, like, said, like, I'm a little monkey or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Listen. The coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yes! Okay.
I never
would have thought that was racist. But then people are like, ew, you're calling that black kid a monkey. And I'm like, wait, are you racist? Because I never would have thought that.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, I might be wrong here.
I'll be honest, I get real weird every time somebody refers to my daughter as a monkey. And
How often does that happen?
Is that a lot?
It's happened. It's happened like twice.
Oh, where they're like, oh, you're a little monkey. You're like a little monkey.
Yeah,
like that.
You guys are being little monkeys. And it truly is coming from no place of malice. It often, you know, it's not like she's completely alone when it happens. It's usually like referring to a few kids who are like running around and doing a thing. So it, sometimes a mixed group. There has been one where it's just black kids. But
you can't let some white person come into your house and call a bunch of black kids monkeys.
But that's the thing is like when it's happened, it's like, if I do something about this, I'm going to feel fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel absolutely insane. But
that's how
screaming at this person about the monkey
that's
shit.
That's how they get you.
I know.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not right about this, but I think you are right.
It's the microaggressions. We got a line we got to hold.
See, that's the thing is, yeah, I don't know if I was seeing that as much as a microaggression, but obviously it has to be. Because like what you're saying, if you're a parent and you see a kid wearing a shirt that says, I'm the best monkey in the jungle or whatever, like you're going to be like, wait, that's fucked up. But I always think of it as like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, and I always think of it as like, well, I didn't see racism until you saw racism. And now I get it, but like I didn't see it. But with the Meghan Markle stuff,
that being said, I will say my defenses are on high.
Yeah.
In general, I tend to be very hyper-vigilant about that shit, so that might be... I've been dark-skinned a long time.
Yeah,
man, and maybe that's just my experience not having been that I go, whatever, but it truly is like, everything is at peace. We are all enjoying a moment. This person, I don't believe to be saying this from any place other than like, that's a word that you associate with silly little kids.
Right.
And
right,
so I'm letting it slide on a belief. Because
you don't
goodness.
Feel like it's that sinister. And it might not be. I'm just saying how I feel.
Yeah,
but I think to your point, maybe it needs to be called out just because the lesson needs to be learned, sinister or not.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's part of what we as people need to be effectively doing. But you also, when you do it, you're the crazy person in the room. There's no fixing that.
That's what's hard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to call it out and nobody is going to be on your side being like, bitch, watch your fucking mouth about his kids.
Flip the table, all the kids are crying. Get the fuck out of here, fam.
You're only here because you work with my wife. I didn't watch your ass at this point.
That's right.
There's no solving it.
And I think one way you can tell Meghan Markle is not a robot is that she's going through what you're talking about right now to that moment where you're like, oh, I don't like that. Like, and I had never maybe noticed that. Like, When I was younger, I lived in Kansas. So you would have thought, oh, I dealt with a ton of racism. I didn't deal with a ton of racism. I dealt with some. But like the first time I really dealt with it was in Chicago. And I was like, whoa, people are racist. Like this sucks. So like people see you in a certain light and that can be really frustrating. And I think that Meghan, I'm sitting here talking to Meghan, but like she got that, but she happened to be in front of like billions of people. Like all of a sudden she's being called black, which probably hadn't happened very much, to be honest.
And
she's like, damn.
I I think to that point where I agree with you that this may have just been a person discovering a new experience when she discovered it. But where I get frustrated is like, bitch, don't discover racism at 35.
Right.
Like if you didn't figure it out before now, you just got to shut the fuck up about it and let it happen to you or not happen to you. But you coming and giving your book report on the Black experience Oop. When you've already, you know, gone as a white lady this whole time.
Absolutely.
Doesn't trigger any sensitivity for me.
Absolutely not. I totally agree with you.
No, I think it's just interesting because it's like, but then it's like, who are we to negate? She got here when she got here, man, but she's at the party now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I get it. And so I acknowledge her experience and I recognize that they did an unkind thing to a human person for the most part. And do I feel sympathy for it? No, I do not. But do I recognize it's real? It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let me wrap up. Well, we're not really wrapping up, but we have a few more pieces of information that I'd love to throw your way to sort of gauge your, if this changes you on the meter. So naturally, there isn't a lot of definitive evidence, right, that I can point to that proves that she is, in fact, a robot. But I did go through the documentary and a few other things to try to present some other information that I think might lead us into believing she might have robotic qualities, android qualities, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Number one, she refers almost exclusively to Prince Harry as H.
Yes.
H.
I if thought the that's same not, thing, too. I was like, bitch, what are you doing? Okay, keep going.
The sorry. Work of a robot?
Yes, you're so
I don't
right.
know what is.
H, I love you it so doesn't, much. Lily
it doesn't
go
feel
to bed,
good
Lily
to
bed.
Say. Mm-mm. Right. It's crazy.
It doesn't
crazy. Not,
flow. It's not flowy. No. It don't feel good leaving your lips. He don't feel true. Good hearing it.
It's not sexy.
No.
My uncle's name is Henry, and my aunt calls him H every now and then, and I think it's cute. But the way she says it is exactly like that. It's like programmed. Like, I will now call yeah. you the nickname H. And it's like, what? Like
yeah.
the way she says it, it's like it's, she hits it so hard.
It's like when you tell Siri to call you Big Daddy, and it's like, yeah, Siri said the words, but she didn't mean
no
she didn't. She didn't mean it at all.
Yeah.
She didn't put no stank on it. She needed to put some stank, some emotion, no, some human.
Yeah, there's nothing behind those words
absolutely,
for Siri.
Absolutely.
H feels off to me. It does not feel like a normal thing for anybody to choose. Additionally, what I would point to is that Megan's first appearance in the public eye, maybe you guys know this, actually came from an episode of Nick News. Nick News on Nickelodeon is actually when she first...
I would leave the room, brother.
which you're already beating me to this, but is the correct response for Nick News. Nobody gave a fuck about Nick News except robots and dogs that had the TV still on when you left the house. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, facts.
That was it for Nick News.
Wait, is this like and Nickelodeon this, news? What's Nick News?
It was.
Okay.
It was on Sundays, I believe. Nickelodeon had their own news show that was basically an adult-hosted show, but like kid-run.
Oh
where, like,
God.
They talk to real kids about, like, real shit that they cared about. Meghan Markle actually ends up on Nick News because she saw an Ivory soap commercial.
Ivory.
That basically, Ivory, you remember Ivory soap?
She didn't see no ebony soap? Where's the ebony soap?
No, she...
I'm totally joking.
Oh, I'm totally joking. I think there's some kind of... I think
why the ducks got to be covered in black
hell,
oil.
Come on,
you know
now,
what I mean?
Tell me why.
I do buy a lot of black soap, though.
You do? You represent for the dark skin soap?
Yeah, I got it.
The black
yeah,
soap ain't yeah. never killed no turtles.
Come on, now, what the black soap do to you? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. So she saw something Ivory soap? What?
So she saw a commercial for Ivory soap, and in the commercial, there's a line where they basically say women all over the country are turning to Ivory for their dirty dishes or whatever. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what the line is. It says specifically women are all across the country are using Ivory soap. Mm-hmm. And Meghan Markle takes offense to this and she says, why does it have to be women? Why can't it be people? And writes a letter to Procter & Gamble basically asking them to change their stance on using this commercial, saying women. And then Procter & Gamble, the parent company of Ivory Soap, then changes the actual commercial. They produce a new line in this commercial, replace it for all the commercials they're showing worldwide, where they now say people all over the country are using Ivory Soap to clean their dirty dishes or whatever the fuck it is.
Do you think that's like when you read one of those tweets and somebody's like, I woke up this morning and my little boy came to me and said, Mommy, can I wear a hoodie today? And I said, no, son. Do you think it's like, you're like, I don't know that happened. Yeah.
My 4-year-old woke up today.
You don't even think that the...
ranting about capitalism and the downfall of America. Yeah. And it's like, wait, what? Yeah. No, he didn't.
Kicked down my bedroom door and said, when's going to be my time, Lord? Like, I don't know.
No, they should have video of it. They have video.
They have video of her writing the letter, but to your point,
I might just think everything's a scam.
Easily reproduced this video or this letter writing. They could have had her write it a second time and lick an envelope and mail it under the presumption that, like, yeah, this is, you know, the little girl did the thing.
Feels like an inside job.
Yeah, it feels like it was definitely Ivory Soap was an inside job. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like this is maybe a totally off the subject of what you're just saying, but like, how do we know any of them are real? How do you even know that they are robot? How do you know? Like, what if those are just like computer animation pictures that we're seeing or something? Like, if you ever think about that?
That's actually what got me into where I landed in this conspiracy theory. And you know, I've been holding my cards very close because I didn't want you guys to ruin this for me.
Yeah.
But I landed. I was watching the first episode. I told Bori this before we got on. I was watching the first episode very sober, very sort of like locked in, trying to gather information. And then halfway through, I got high. And at the point that the high kicked in, what I realized is that I actually believe that Meghan Markle is a robot meant to humanize the monarchy and ensure the survival of the ruling class for another generation. That's where I landed. I believe genuinely that all of them are versions of robots that are being evolved so that they can keep this monarchy and the ruling class in place. And the only way to do that, and we saw this in the documentary, they said that they have to maintain basically 60 to 80% approval ratings, right? They have to be able to keep convincing 60 to 80% of the world that we fuck with you, we like you enough that we don't want to storm your castle and kill you, because that's your only function at this point. And so in order to survive that, they have to keep evolving. They can't just stay these stiff sort of people being like, our bloodline is perfect when you're fucking ugly and weird and hard to look at. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what do you do to keep them? Come on. What do you do to keep them alive and keep this premise alive? You introduce this beautiful robot who they conflict with, but also helps to ground one of them so that you understand that this monarchy does have humans inside of it and not other robots who are tricking other people. It truly feels like a big old scheme to me.
Wow.
I mean, I feel high.
Damn. I know, right? That was heavy. That was real. And that also, that's a great way to think of it, because if you think about it, the last time they had like a little scandal hottie in the monarchy was Princess Diana. And so they're getting a little, you know, they're falling off, but the 90s are back. And so the way they bring the 90s back is by bringing in a robot that's going to cause trouble in the royal family.
I also like this idea that the whole front-facing royal family is robots, and the actual royal family are just these decrepit, ugly, terribly inbred, hemophiliacs, living underground, like can barely, not even enjoying their wealth. They're just like the fucking Morlocks.
Yeah. Oh, let's make an address later. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like bile collecting in buckets underneath these freaks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then you put some robots out there and you let them be as human as we can make them, which is why Elizabeth was less human than Charles is. And Charles is less human than Harry is.
It's kind of like us, but the rich people are the untethered.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I like that. That's I like you coming around on that.
Hell yeah.
Also, I just think we should acknowledge, I should acknowledge that I think the only person that is truly, truly a robot, and I've been thinking about this lately anyway, was Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton is so weird. Mm. She's the same way. She wasn't exactly like already ready to be the princess because I remember she was a little wild back in the day. But like when I look at her, she's way too perfectly put together. Like not even a hint of a fupa. You know? Like nothing is like out of place. Everything's perfectly ironed. Her hair. I mean, Megan's the same way. But something about Kate Middleton to me just does not give human. Like it just is not giving.
Yeah. No, I think I feel similar shit of like, nah, Kate's. It's too, whatever this is feels too far too sort of put together. Why you white? Why your hair don't move? Oh, that don't seem correct. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It's not even blowing in the
wind. Your whole thing.
I guess that's how they do it. They get it all stiff. They
have, well, maybe because like, maybe those two women are robots that went into the system. You know, they're the robots, Megan and Kate.
I just think, and I think to the grander point, I just think the only way you can ensure the survival of the royal family is to introduce new elements that at least shake up the building, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure that these people aren't just immediately targeted for being ugly and telling us their blood is better than ours.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I like it.
Here's the last piece of information that I'll give you that I don't know is the best closer for this, but it is an additional little tidbit, is that strangely enough, Meghan Markle's first official appearance on television in an acting role actually came from a show called Century City from 2004. It's a 2004 program called Century City. And in the episode that Meghan Markle appears, she actually appears in an episode where a very sexy artificial intelligence takes over the office and is basically like making a rift between some of the sort of higher ups at the office.
Okay.
She got some ideas.
You think that's like an Easter egg?
I think they plant a little bit. It's the Matrix showing you the kitty cat twice. You know what I mean? A little deja vu.
Oh yeah, that kitty cat.
I think there's a little eerie deja vu here.
All right. Listen, man. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know that you are.
I'll ride with you.
You seem to be coming along very reluctantly.
My favorite, if we're taking away, what are we walking away from this with? Yep. I'm walking away with this idea that the royal family front facing is a bunch of robots. In actuality, they're much more miserable, decrepit, disgusting beings living underground.
Hell yeah.
I'll take that. I like that. I think that's a happy place. I'll get off the train right there and that's me. I got what I need.
I got you. Nicole, did this change anything for you? Do you feel differently about any of the conversation now?
I really like your theory of it, Langston. I think that's really smart. And I think if I'm going to believe it, that's how I would believe it. I would believe I think that it has to be three robots and they're all the hot wives. They're all the hot wives. Yeah. Diana and then Kate. She's not hot to me, but she's hot to people. And then Megan. They're all robots sent to like up the approval ratings, add some intrigue and sexiness and style to the family when they get too decrepit and inbred.
All right. Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're all three bought in.
You did it.
How did we get on board with this theory? Like, somehow.
I don't know.
It's crazy, but that's a W for Langston.
Thank you, Wowie Maui. Thank you for everything you do for me.
Hilarious.
Nicole, could you tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Nicole Thurman, and it's Nicole with two C's. Yes, I'm on a show called Jellystone, tuning out the news, and then any other things that I'm doing, you'll see on the internet when you follow me.
Hell yeah. It's all a big secret to you followers, except for those two major projects that he's front facing on.
Exactly. I'm really riding on those two projects. The rest of them, you got to pay. You got to subscribe, okay?
There's a paywall, baby.
Paywall.
That's the way to do it.
Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you?
They can find me currently scrolling to find that list of dates I have. You tell them, and then I'll come back after you.
Okay, hell yeah. As always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all the different applications, any of your choosing. I'm around. And please, if you are in Los Angeles and you like our nonsense, please come to our live show. We have a live show happening February 16th at the Elysian Theater in Los Angeles. And we would fucking love for you to be there. We have a bunch of great guests already lined up and a few that are being added. And I'm hearing tickets are going fast. So please get your shit together and don't be a dickweed and not be a part of it.
Grow up. Grow up and get those tickets. You can see me January 20th at the High Note Comedy. We're featuring Rob Hayes in Denver, Colorado. I'll do that on my Instagram. January 27th, I'm at the Newbury in Great Falls, Montana. March 23rd, 26th, I'm at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California. And March 31st through April 1st, you can catch me at the Dallas Comedy Club.
Hell
and then,
yeah.
You know, various other places in the world.
And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're still putting these videos up on YouTube. God knows how we're going to put this one up. The technical challenges that are facing us now are damn near impossible to make this YouTubeable. But all other episodes will be available on YouTube for your viewing pleasure. And one more time for Nicole Thurman. She was so funny. And all right, that's it. Bye, bitch.
Because I look
think
good.
That is? You
I
look
smell good.
Good.
I yes. feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh.
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuff.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.